I am Dr. Kay Fontana, Life Force Coach and Grief Recovery Specialist, and I am deeply familiar with the pain of loss, having experienced many throughout my life. At just 9 years old, I lost my brother to cancer and witnessed my parents' immense grief, which was unbearable. Years later, my mother lost her battle with Alzheimer's, and then my father was diagnosed with cancer and passed away a week after his diagnosis. Most recently, in January 2023, I experienced the devastating loss of my husband and soulmate of 40 years due to multiple health issues. In between were countless other losses, including family members, friends, coworkers, beloved pets, and even finances. However, I turned my pain into my purpose and passion to share strategies to help you get through your darkest days and navigate the complexities of grief. This is the Healing Our Grieving Hearts podcast. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode on the many types of losses, where I'll be shedding light on some types you're familiar with and others that might be new to you. John W. James and Russell Friedman, the authors of the Grief Recovery Handbook and the visionary founders of the Grief Recovery Institute, compiled an in-depth list of over 40 different types of loss that can hit us. As we take a breather to ponder over this extensive list, it's pretty mind-blowing how diverse and relatable grief can be. It's like a gentle nudge reminding us that every single one of us goes through the ringer of loss at some point in our life. 100% of us are grievers. Let that sink in for a moment. 100% of us are grievers. When we dig into these losses, we can break them down into two main categories, tangible and intangible losses. Tangible losses are the ones you can touch and feel, like losing a loved one or dealing with a serious breakup. On the flip side, intangible losses dive deep into the emotional and mental realms, slipping through our hands when we are trying to put a finger on it. What's tricky is how these tangible losses can trigger a chain reaction, carving marks on our emotional blueprint. In the Grief Recovery Handbook, James and Friedman drop a gem of analogy. They compare our journey through loss to carrying around an emotional backpack that keeps getting heavier with each loss we encounter. It's like stacking up layer upon layer of feelings over time. Ignoring and leaving these losses unhealed can turn into a heavy emotional baggage that just keeps getting heavier. When we zoom into tangible losses, we see how they leave profound imprints on our emotional barometer. The most glaring example often revolves around saying goodbye to someone dear to us, be it family, friends, or even beloved pets. These types of losses, especially when they hit during those pivotal life moments, shape our emotional well-being as we navigate through the twists and turns of adulthood. Speaking from the heart here, one of my earliest brushes with tangible loss was saying goodbye to a pet I held near and dear. Starting with a pet parakeet, followed by a pet dog that I've mentioned in a previous podcast. These losses hit me pretty hard. For those of you who haven't bonded with a pet, grasping the sheer raw grief that follows their departure can be tough. Pet owners get it, though. They see their fur babies as family, their companions in good times and bad. Losing a pet, particularly during those formative years, can send shockwaves through our core, leaving behind a gaping hole that echoes deep within us. My most recent loss, as you know, was my husband. The impact of his death deeply affected my emotional state. Just as he was starting to feel better, that pivotal moment when we had hope for the future, a sudden turn of events led to his passing a week later. This not only shook me to the core, but also altered the course of my life significantly. Tangible losses span across a whole spectrum of experiences beyond just the finality of death. Apart from the gut-wrenching ache left by losing loved ones, these losses spread across the intricate tapestry of relationships and life curveballs. They show up in ruptured connections that once felt rock solid, marked by separations brought on by divorce, estrangement, or massive shifts in life situations that redefine our lives. Divorce is a textbook case of tangible loss that can destroy the foundations of a partnership, leaving a trail of emotional rubble behind. The end of a marriage isn't just about tears. It's about shattered dreams, vows left hanging, and memories fading in the background. It's a roller coaster ride of pain, regrets, and shattered promises that lays bare a mix of grief and betrayal, twisting hand in hand with newfound freedom and self-discovery. I consider myself fortunate to have never personally gone through a divorce. However, I have been witness to the struggles and heartache that come with the dissolution of a marriage, both among my close friends and family members. In some cases, the bond between divorcing partners remains strong, evolving into lasting friendships even after the separation. On the other hand, in certain instances, the rift created by divorce may strain or sever relationships, leading to a significant impact on the dynamics within families and social circles. Estrangement is another heavy hitter in the tangible loss arena, cutting ties with people we once held close to our hearts and tossing us into a sea of disconnection from past circles of support. Unanswered questions, apologies left unsaid, and emotional wounds left to fester create an emotional landscape filled with isolation, longing, and a deep, deep craving for reconciliation. Changes in life, be it moving, switching gigs, coping with health curveballs, or diving into retirement mode, whether by choice or force, can stir up a hodgepodge of feelings. I'm talking about bidding goodbye to those familiar routines, cozy spots we once called home, or well-worn identities, and bracing ourselves for a wild ride of emotions blending nostalgia, excitement, anticipation, and a hint of worry about what lies ahead. After growing up in Phoenix, Arizona, my husband and I called Washington State home for 8 incredible years. It was a truly magical period in the stunning Pacific Northwest. Our days were filled with endless adventures, exploring new nooks, trying out fresh experiences, and forging beautiful friendships. We adored our beautiful home and a place where we poured our hearts into making it just right for those times when we wanted to kick back and enjoy life to the fullest, especially on days when we weren't out and about exploring. Alongside us were two of our children and their families, making those years extra special. However, our son's wife felt the pull of her Arizona roots, and our daughter struggled with a constant rain, prompting both of them to return to Arizona around the same time. To add to the heartache, our beloved dog passed away after battling this mysterious neurological condition that they could not find a cure for. The loss hit us really hard, sparking a deep longing to be back in the comforting embrace of our families in Arizona. While reuniting with loved ones brought a sense of happiness, the pain of leaving the enchanting region that had brought us so much joy was profound. It was truly a tangible loss that impacted our lives. After wading through tangible losses like divorce, estrangement, or intense life shifts, we find ourselves navigating a melting pot of emotions, coping with grief, resilience, and growth. These feelings mix and mingle as we face our past shadows, embrace the unknown of today, and plant seeds of hope and freshness, weaving stronger bonds with those around us. Now, stepping into the area of intangible loss, invisible yet packing a powerful emotional punch, we dive into deep seas where trust, faith, security, hope, and control reign. These intangible losses mold our inner landscapes, pushing us to reevaluate our beliefs, amp up our resilience, and wander through the maze of self-discovery in ways that tangible losses can't quite capture. It's a deep dive into exploring the nuances of intangible losses, tracing their ripple effects through the intricate tapestry of the human experience. Trust that develops in our relationships can get trampled underfoot by the weight of betrayal, deceit, or abandonment. The trust shift bruises our emotional core, laying bare doubts, seed of suspicion, and gnawing fear of getting hurt all over again. Rising from the ashes of shattered trust, we struggle with vulnerability, side-eye the future for any flickers of betrayal, and tiptoe through a space loaded with uncertainties as the bold task of rebuilding trust from the ground up. Then there's faith. Whether it's grounded in faith traditions, inside vibes, or a sense of purpose, shines like a beacon guiding us through the dark patches and tough times. Losing faith, whether it's sparked by existential crisis, disillusionment, or deep existential queries, plunges us into a spiritual void heavy with doubt, curiosity, and a quest for purpose. Stripped of the comforting veil of faith, we face an abyss echoing with the question of our purpose, the truth of existence, and the everlasting hunt for inner peace and spiritual rebirth. In the mix of dealing with letdowns and questioning, the sudden loss of a loved one rattles the core of our beliefs, throwing a wrench in our ideas about fairness, justice, and the whole essence of being alive. The crash landing of separation hurls us into a whirlpool of uncertainty, fury, and a heavy sadness that nudges us to come to terms with the harsh realities of life and our faith in something bigger than us. When we lose faith after a loved one passes, it can shake the foundations of what we believe in, prompting us to cope with huge questions about life after death, the existence of something bigger, and why there's pain in the world where things always seem to change. For many of us, the hole left by our loved one's departure stirs up feelings of abandonment, distrust, and the sense of being cut off from spirituality. It clouds our understanding of what we believe in and how we see the big picture. Amidst this emotional whirlwind, there's a glimmer of hope for spiritual growth and renewal. The fallout from losing faith, though tough and confusing, can kickstart a phase of soul-searching, transformation, and cultivating a faith that goes beyond the ordinary. It nudges us to dig deep, ponder, and build a strong tie to our beliefs, moving beyond the usual routines to explore the intricate tapestry of human existence. In the midst of loss, we find comfort in shared traditions, spiritual groups, and the camaraderie of kindred spirits who've walked a similar path of grief, offering support, understanding, and a safe harbor for sharing, learning, and reviving faith aligned with our evolving spiritual journey. This shift, especially evident in parents who've navigated the heart-wrenching road of losing a child, highlights the unwavering resilience and transformative strength woven into the human fabric. Security, a basic human requirement that spells stability, safety, and a hint of predictability in a world swirling with surprises, is an anchor of assurance that eases our existential fears. Losing that safety blanket, be it due to financial spirals, relationship fractures, or external hurdles, shatters the protective walls shielding us from life's raw truths. Post-security loss, we meander through a headspace jam-packed with anxiety, apprehension, and a hunger to bounce back to the safety and stability we once knew. Hope is like a trusty flashlight leading us through life's tough spots, but it can dim when shaded by loss, setbacks, or tough times. When hope fades, it snatches away our drive, energy, and positive outlook that usually helps us tackle life's challenges. In that hopeless space, we grapple with feelings of gloom, powerlessness, and scramble to hunt down glimmers of hope peeking through the shadows, guiding us toward a brighter horizon full of fresh start and potential. Sometimes the sense of having it all together, that control we think we exert over our lives, can slip away when we're hit by intangible losses that slip through our fingers. Losing that control leaves us feeling exposed, kind of vulnerable, in planting seeds of doubt about our own strength. It's like a wake-up call, making us see the boundaries of how much power we really have to shape our paths. When that mirage of control fades, we navigate a wild ride of uncertainty, trading in that tight hold for acceptance, rolling with the punches, and stirring up a fresh batch of resilience rooted in going along with life's curveballs. The aftermath of intangible losses, things like trust, faith, security, hope, and control, sends ripples through our hearts, leaving behind imprints that shape how we see things, what we believe in, and how we handle life's crazy ride. Navigating this maze of loss, we wade through a pool of feelings, face our inner struggles, and emerge changed and wiser, thanks to the lessons, strength, and grace that come when we embrace the mix of stories that make up the human experience. It's in the fire of loss and the winding path to healing where we discover the inner power that guides us toward wholeness and peace. For more information about my work or to drop me a line, go to my website at www.healingourgrievinghearts.com, where you can schedule a complimentary grief breakthrough session. You can also follow me on Facebook at Healing Our Grieving Hearts. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Healing Our Grieving Hearts podcast. Remember, you are not alone in your grief, and your experiences and emotions are valid. Join me next Saturday at 10 a.m. Arizona time as we continue to explore the human experience and words that heal, words that hurt. Until then, be kind to yourself.